At Bromwich & Smith, we hope you haven't heard of us, because we hope you haven't had to deal with mounting debt. But if you are starting to feel debt's pressure, our hope is to provide you with hope. Bromwich & Smith is a licensed insolvency trustee committed to providing debt relief. To learn about Consumer Proposals, a flexible, federally protected alternative to bankruptcy, visit bromwichandsmith.com, spelled BROMWICH and Smith.com.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A joyous welcome to everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes this year, so there are even more places where you can find us. What hasn't ever changed is that this is where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So, where do we start today? Ought it to be in the public arena via a Toronto Star newspaper account? It's one of Canada's largest papers that could have equally been published in the U.S. Or maybe we talk about the scary stay that one of their reporters recently experienced, even though it's considered one of the city's finest hospitals. Maybe we talk about my personal life, where I have a 25-year friend who refuses to accept that we create, on a certain level, each and every circumstance of our lives. Well, why don't we do a little bit of both? And so, to quote a snippet from this extensive spread in the paper, it's called What I Learned in Room 1408. And the writer talks about how once you reach the age of 60, you have to expect to contend with ever-increasing health concerns. And she talks about how they shambled out of 2018 in their own family with rotator cuff surgery, hip replacement, complicated bone breaks, open heart surgery, cancer, abdominal fissures. And she talks about how you can multiply their unit 8,226,145 times over, according to a recent census account, and one starts to get a picture. She was roommated with somebody who at 65 had MS and who subsequently passed away. To all of that, I go, really? Because the article also goes on to be a pretty bad indictment of overworked staff, dire patient straits, and generally dismal institutional conditions, all of which has me declare, yikes. No wonder I personally plan to stay healthy until my passing at 120 and thus circumvent all the horrors described for the next six decades of my own life. I am sure that our guest, who is waiting in the wings and will join us in the next segment, is already nodding her head in agreement, because I'm certain she would relate to Dr. Christiane Northrup's writings about how powerful our mind is in preventing or causing illness, as well as in slowing down or speeding up our so-called aging, never mind Louise Hay's seminal work in 1984 called You Can Heal Your Life. Now, more controversially, I've been out on my own limb for about 20 years, standing by the idea that we choose everyone and everything about our lives, right down to the family unit we're born to, location in the world, and more. Mind you, I fully understand if anyone listening is silently protesting over this very challenging concept, especially if you arrived into toxic circumstances like I did. It can be hard to imagine that we chose these things for our spiritual growth and evolution. I can hear many of you saying or thinking, I wouldn't choose that. However, what if all of that was with ultimate healing in mind? What if, for instance, you placed cancer, a true story that is going on in my personal circles right now, into what we sometimes call your life's blueprint in order to learn certain lessons that could radically alter your journey on the other side of the disease? Hey, I'm just posing it. Either way, all this is to express why I'm so excited to have on today the fascinating and talented Dr. Veronica Anderson, who, in my feeling of it, has stepped further even into what I call her true work in the world since we were last in contact. Yes, she was an honored guest of, I was an honored guest of her radio show a few years back, and yet can recall how much I learned about spiritual links and the meaning of your illness, even while imparting my elder care messages at the time. And so that's how we come to the tie-in with the conscious caregiver. Namely, whether you deal with aging parents or relatives, a significant other, friend, neighbor, colleague, or even your own family of children who are growing up ever more into adulthood, you are sure to be stretched in your thinking about how many of their conditions have roots in spiritual matters. As always, we invite call-ins here, and those can be done at 1-866-451-1451. That is 1-866-451-1451. And so I'm going to at least start to get into a little bit of an introduction, because Dr. Veronica does have some extensive credentials with us today. And she is an MD, medical intuitive functional medicine practitioner and homeopath. She's the author of the number one best-selling book, which became a hot new release in holistic medicine. It's called But Now I See, A Medical Intuitive Surgeon's Guide to the Meaning of Your Illness and How to Heal from Chronic and Incurable Disease. Dr. Veronica began her medical career as an eye surgeon and now has the distinction of being both a licensed physician and a practicing psychic. In her programs, she uses her gifts and talents to help people with complex issues who feel like they just haven't gotten proper answers or relief from the healthcare system. Hence why I cited that newspaper article. And she mentions that healthcare practitioners, she does that with them to mentor in helping them to unlock their intuitive capabilities and use those alongside of their clinical training to guide them in healing the whole patient. Her Intuitive Rejuvenation Journey program guides people to wellness by not only working on the physical aspects of wellness holistically, but also by unlocking and clearing the emotional, spiritual, and energetic triggers and root causes of disease. So can you see why I was so excited about Dr. Veronica being on and why I was thrilled over her enthusiastic response to my invitation? So before we go into any kind of a break, I'm just going to pose you a little question before bringing her on. And I wonder, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you currently believe in the spiritual links to illness? Whether your answer is a 1 or a 10 or something in between, I am certain that you will be expanded as we go along to meet her. So stand by, everyone. We'll be bringing on Dr. Veronica, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have on today the delight of Dr. Veronica Anderson. She's an MD, medical intuitive, functional medicine practitioner, and homeopath, whom I had the pleasure to meet a few years ago. And so now it's my turn for her to share her valuable expertise with all of us. Dr. Veronica, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking out time from your exceptionally busy schedule to be with us today.
I'm honored, Carol Ann. It always is a pleasure when someone that I've worked with in the past reaches out to me, and I know that somehow the energy synced together and we made an impact on each other's lives and that our purposes are going together so that we can help other people in their life.
Beautifully said. And that's exactly how we both feel. Now, we know about your backstory, but let's start by having you tell us a little bit about how you came to be doing the work in the world you now are as a medical intuitive. And maybe that even includes defining for folks what that term means.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because these intuitive abilities, we all have them. Every single one of us has these abilities. And a lot of people say, oh, well, medical intuitive, I've heard of that. You know, I know about Carolyn Mace, and everybody's following the medical medium now, and they're both wonderful people, and they have their way of doing things. And then you bring over and say, well, who is Dr. Veronica, and what does she have to do with it? I would more term myself as a biofield and intuitive medicine expert, because I am bringing together really the science-based side of clinical medicine alongside the spiritual and emotional aspects, and then putting them together and delivering to my clients guidance so that their body and soul remembers how to heal and they can move forward in life. it's just, you know, I don't talk about archetypes. You know, celery juice is great, but it's only going to do what it can possibly do. We need to make sure that we don't, you know, ratchet things down to one magic pill or one way of doing things and realize that all of our journeys are different. So when people come in contact with me and I'm going into their energy field, and everybody has an energy field, it's in quantum physics. If you don't believe it's there, I'll point you in that direction, but that's beyond the scope of this. When I come in contact with someone, for me, it's to figure out what is the top layer of the onion that we need to peel away so they can start healing. Their energy is giving me a message. They're giving me a physical message. They're giving me a spiritual message. And what I am doing is languaging what their energy system is telling me, and then using my unique skills and talents to be able to help them get some type of result in their life. Sometimes that is reversing an illness. Other times it's not. Somebody may have an illness because they're teaching somebody else a lesson. You talk about elder care. My father has been in that journey right now. It's been very challenging and complicated, and I realized that I chose my father. He chose me. We had lessons to give to each other, and then as a doctor, there's lessons I need to learn about even, you know, interfering with other people's lives when I have all this background and knowledge. I spend a lot of time now sitting on the sidelines, not saying anything, watching people stumble and fall because that's their spiritual journey. And then one day, some of them decide, you know what? There's somebody out there that can help me do this differently, and I'm going to do it differently. Now, you realize right now that you read in the beginning about a woman that talked about all the people going through health problems. Okay, yeah, stop choosing to do it that way. There's people like me out there that can help you get a different result. You keep doing it the same way, you're going to get the same result. That's why I have gone into biofield and intuitive medicine alongside of my science-based practice.
Thank you for that really helpful and comprehensive explanation that helps people to understand, because I think folks, Dr. Veronica, are still learning about the science and the interconnections with spiritual matters, shall we say, and this really helps them to get a grounding in the uniqueness of what you do and bring. And you already talked a little bit about the aging parent chapter of life. Many of my questions with you today are as much for my own illumination as anything else. I can tell you that for a fact. And so you know that this chapter of life can, for people, be fraught with stress and overwhelming feelings, I suppose, that have a distinct way of showing up on the physical body. So I would be curious to hear something of what you know about common health conditions that caregivers may encounter that have their roots in emotional or other matters.
Well, you know, I'm gonna think about, you know, the first thing that came to mind, and you know, energy tells you what to say. So there's gonna be people who are listening right now who need to hear this message. And I'd say one of the big messages that has been in my life is people with diabetes. Okay. My father has diabetes, has had it for years, with complications as a result. Type 3 diabetes, when you talk about dementia, that is type 3 diabetes. Inflammation in your brain. Alzheimer's now is type 3 diabetes, and most people are creating their own dementia, and they don't even realize that they're creating it. So my father has had it for a long time. My mother has a very mild case. I'm an eye surgeon by training. I watched my grandmother go blind from diabetes. And I realize as I'm going through my walk that this is a choice disease. And when I say a choice disease, you don't just get it. You make lifestyle choices as you're going through your life that lead to high sugars, insulin resistance, and then all the complications that go on with diabetes type 2, and then type 3, where your brain goes down and gets all mushy and you can't think quite right. And this is a disease of people who, if you really read Louise Hay, you know, life isn't just sweet enough to him, but it's also about people who so much don't want to deal with stuff that they're going to bury their head and continue to ignore what's going on, not want to deal with what's going on. Diabetes is like the biggest thing.
That's great. Diabetes, perfect, Dr. Veronica. Just hang tight. We're due for a little bit of a pause here. So, folks, you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus Apple iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Dalyliepe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Dalyliepe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Dalyliepe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeipe.com or email her at pdlife@gmail.com.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, jobsannex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. JobsAnnex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. JobsAnnex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At JobsAnnex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, where we have on today Dr. Veronica Anderson, and amongst other things, she's the author of the number one best-selling book, which became a hot new release in holistic medicine, But Now I See, a medical intuitive surgeon's guide to the meaning of your illness and how to heal from chronic and incurable disease. Just before our pause, in fact, Dr. Veronica was astounding me personally when I was listening with the connection between diabetes and stage 3 diabetes and dementia. So that's what I mean by the fact that I know she is going to be sharing with us today information that surprises you, but that is so powerful for you to also be equipped with. So, Dr. Veronica, I just sort of stopped you at the place where you were talking about one example of the emotional roots of disease, and caregivers are very likely to develop long-term diseases such as diabetes, as you well know. So if we build on that theme, how would I then know whether something that seemed to be primarily physical may actually be spiritual or emotional, and it's actually underlying a lot of my elder care issues as a caregiver?
So everything is spiritual. If you are on the trail of we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, everything is spiritual. And think of it in terms of we're all going to go through, whether big or small, some type of illness or injury, and there's always a lesson to be learned in that illness or injury. Now, what happens is if you learn whatever lesson it is, a lot of times it will resolve and you will move on. If you don't learn a lesson, even if that particular issue resolves, you'll go on to something that's in that same area. So for instance, you may have a woman who is having problems with her self-love versus loving other people, especially romantic partners, giving too much, not nurturing herself. And what happens? She ends up with breast cancer, and specifically in the left breast. So you're saying, well, oh my gosh, you gave cancer to yourself. Well, everything in your life you create. You said that in the beginning, and I honestly believe that. So yes, there is, you have to assess your role in everything that has come up in your life. Now, it's not that simple as you're going into it. And so don't beat yourself up and say, oh my God, I gave myself this. No, it's not like that. You need to learn a spiritual lesson. And so what is the lesson if you have this particular illness or injury? Is it to be like angry or fearful? Because I know when I said what I said before about diabetes and people give themselves to them and Alzheimer's and you're on your way to it. And I just said what I said about breast cancer. There's people out there who got so very angry at me. Those are the exact people I'm talking to. If you're one of those people that said, oh my God, she's so right, I can see it, she's so, you already got the message. Those people that got irritated with me, you need to look in the mirror and ask why you got irritated, because that was your reaction, not my words and not really necessarily what reality is for me. That's reality for you. And so if you got irritated or angry or frustrated about what you heard, you are the exact person that needs to really sit back, listen to this message, and then start evaluating and examining yourself and your thoughts differently. So the person with breast cancer, the woman with breast cancer, men get breast cancer too, quite interestingly. So if you're a man with breast cancer, listen up. So what happens is, let's say you have breast cancer and that gets quote unquote cured. If you don't deal with the emotional issue that gave you the breast cancer, then you will go on to something else in that heart chakra. You're going to go on to a complication from the chemotherapy, like you'll get heart failure, or you'll get a lung problem, or you'll get lymphedema in your arm. You see, it's all in the heart chakra of you still learning about nurturing yourself and loving yourself versus loving somebody else. And wow. This is something that's a big deal that you need to look back on, because if you don't heal that spiritual wound, you will continue to get different disease problems, worse and worse. I'm talking about things that can be life-threatening and life-changing. You must deal with the issue and just sit back and ask. I can't answer what the issue is for every single person, but I'm sure if I'm saying this to you, if I ask you, why do you think you got breast cancer? And I've asked women this before, and they'll tell me, oh, it's because blah, blah, blah. Everybody has an answer, and it's usually not a physical answer, interestingly.
Isn't that fascinating? I tell you something, it is just music to my ears in what you're saying and how you're saying it about getting the lesson, Dr. Veronica. I just can't thank you enough. And I know both of us are pretty gutsy ladies, so we do say it like it is. And it's okay if people get irritated with us, because that is the information that you're needing. So let's just go right on from there to talk about if there are any other mindsets or attitudes perhaps that you think would be valuable for those listening today, and kind of to, as caregivers, possibly help cope with what I call uncopable parents, you know, those stubborn aging folks or others they look after, or maybe even the healthcare systems or others that are uncopable in society. What do you say to all of that?
Oh, gosh, I've been through it. I've seen it across my career as a physician. I'm dealing with it personally in my family now. Those are all spiritual messages to you. And in fact, for me, with my father was an electrical engineer. Brilliant man, at one time was the chairman of internationally, IEEE, Computer Society. So brilliant, brilliant man, African-American, person who, back a long time ago, was elected to this type of office, which means his peers around the world respected him so, who now sits in a nursing home because of type 3 diabetes. On the way to this, there was the, you know, me daughter having power of attorney, and at one time having to give up the power of attorney because he was stressing me so bad. I just had to say, you know what? He's lived his life. He's making these choices. I need to make choices that are going to be good for me so I can continue to go on. You know, he's for 30 years has done exactly what he wants to. Now I have to let go because I can't get sick when, you know, I got to get where he's gotten already.
Cool.
So sometime as a caregiver, you have to surrender.
You do for Dr. Veronica, and just stay with that note. We're coming right back on that point. And right now, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
So, folks, thanks for continuing to spend your precious time with us today. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And we have on with us today Dr. Veronica Anderson, and she's an MD, medical intuitive, functional medicine practitioner, and homeopath. And she has been just sharing such a host of intriguing and astounding information, I feel, about the links between illness of various sorts and underlying spiritual root causes, plus the spiritual lessons that we are being encouraged via this disease or illness to learn, and how progressively we are actually so powerful as beings that we give ourselves on a certain level these issues in order to learn from them. So I hope you're challenging yourself to actually apply or think about her extensive wisdom into your life as well as that of those around you. And Dr. Veronica was just starting to talk about her own father and how challenging he is. I remember a few of those conversations from a few years back, Dr. Veronica, and it does sound like he's continued to have his challenges, shall we say, and I think the audience is appreciating greatly how transparent and informatively you're also offering from your own personal journey despite your extensive medical credentials. So yeah, let's talk.
I just want to mention for people who are out there who are feeling like, you know, I had to surrender in a particular area, how inadequate at times I had to feel, realizing that I had answers to be able to help, but yet the people closest to me refused to listen. And then me having to step back and understand, well, you know, they have the right not to listen. It's their life. You know, the same thing that we do with our children, we have to step back at a certain point, not interfere and realize it's their life. They have the right to make the choices just as I have the right to make the choices of my life. I had to step back and realize that my father had the right to make the choices the way he did. It had nothing to do with me. It wasn't about me. It was about him on his own journey. But also part of that journey is him being a spiritual teacher of me in these particular areas. And me being able to now, because of the way I've done things and what I've been through in several areas of my life, understanding my role as a teacher. You know, even my name has the letters in it that say this is done from, you know, mnemology, if you've never heard of it. Sharon Lynn Wyeth does that. That even the way my name is spelled and put together means spiritual teacher. Now, I didn't know that.
Wow.
But I'm here talking to the audience because this is part of the universe life purpose of Dr. My full name. Veronica Anderson DeDigby. That's my full name now. And in it, it says spiritual teacher. Okay.
Isn't that
and
something?
So realize we all have, and I didn't know this until, you know, we're all trying to figure out what is our life purpose. Well, first, just embrace that you don't just have one, but there are people who can look at your name and tell you who you are just looking at your name. I'm not talking about Googling you either. I'm talking about they'll read your name and say, oh, it's put together this way, and here's your spiritual lessons that you need to learn. Here's what you're set aside to do. This is what your master path is. And there was a period of time before I embraced my intuitive abilities. I didn't even want to admit my intuitive abilities, that I was not on my master life path. And so life wasn't going exactly as smooth. Now, here's the thing about life we all must understand. It's going to be hard if you plan on growing and evolving. If you're comfortable to where you are completely, like nothing ever happens, you're in the status quo and everything is easy all the time for you and nothing ever makes you think, you're not growing and evolving. How we grow and evolve is through challenges. And that's why illnesses and injuries are so powerful, because not only do we learn from our own, we learn from the people that are around us. And think about all the messages that I've gotten in my life, taking care of thousands and thousands of people. And now in a position where I don't work in a traditional practice, when I go out to people and I say, here's your opportunity to do something different. And I have to watch people who really need help say, no, I'm not going to take your help. And then step back and say, that's your complete right to keep suffering. If you know, it's not time for you yet to stop the suffering.
Apparently.
And so that's why you haven't said yes. That's why you haven't said yes to yourself. When you say no to whatever my offer is to you, you're not saying no to me. You're saying no to yourself. You are cutting yourself off from possibilities when the answer is right there in front of you. So it's interesting because tonight I'm in my local area having a talk, and I see people who came to my talk 3 years ago coming back to the talk. And I'm like, why'd that happen? They weren't ready for the spiritual evolution at that time. I'm going to address them, not by name, when they come back to the talk about it. I'm going to say, there's some of you I met 3 years ago already, and you're still having the same problem. And you've met the teacher, you've met the answer, and you said no. So is this your time to finally say yes to yourself? It's not about saying yes to me. I'm going to go off and I'm going to do it, and I can't tell you when I'm going to do this again. But if you don't say yes now, this may be, you know, the opportunity that you had in then the universe knew that you needed to be hit on the head again. So here's Dr. Veronica in your face again. Say yes. It's time to say yes.
You know, Dr.
Well,
Veronica, I am going to be thinking about you even more vividly tonight than I already had planned to, because I know you're going on from this interview to doing a bunch of whole other fascinating stuff today. And, you know, in what you just said, you have dealt with thousands of people. You remind us of that, including me. And so, you know, you have the contacts, and that's why I said it's so fantastic that you have stepped into what I called your true work in the world. You've been gifted, you know, yourself. And so you're bringing this ever more forth. And I can't tell you how much I am thrilled for you that you're doing all of that, because I'm sure moving on to sort of other things that you have learned maybe about yourself along the way of embracing your gifts and dealing with people in various contexts, that's what we'll return to right after we take a brief little break here. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3,000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
So welcome back, everyone. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have on today with us Dr. Veronica Anderson, and she has been sharing so much based on her whole medical background about the enormous links really between what shows up in our bodies and or our emotions, and also the spiritual factors that contribute. We just left off saying that there might even be some, awareness or lessons that she has learned for herself in embracing more and more about her intuitive capabilities and the work that she now does with others. So I would be intrigued, Dr. Veronica, to hear a little bit more about that.
So I just got to go on. I go with what the energy is telling me. And I know there's somebody out there saying, well, that's great, but you're wherever you are, that's not near me. Oh, well, I got an answer for that. I work with my clients now, probably 99% virtually, online and by phone. And those people that choose to say yes to themselves and work with me get better results working with me remotely than they get standing in front of their doctor. And so if you're saying, you can't help me because you're not in my neighborhood, guess what? That's your limited thinking. I can get, first of all, when we're working in energy, we can get a lot of stuff done without me even being present or you being present with me. But we don't even have to go there. I can guide you by phone, by online conferencing to get results in your life. That's what I do now. That's how I do it. And I realize that it's the best way to do it because you're in the classroom where you get some training, where you learn a little bit of stuff. You get some coaching and feedback. We do what's called masterminds where we put our minds together to figure out what's best for you. And this is how you get results, not going to a 7-minute doctor visit. Stop it if that's what you're doing it. So if you're saying, I just took away a barrier to you're not in my neighborhood. And if you say, hey, well, how do I get in contact with you? I'm going to tell, you know, Carolyn, I'm going to do two things. One, a gift is drveronica.com is my website, drveronica.com. There's a contact form on there. We're in the middle of the winter. Everybody's getting sick. Go and get this gift has been very popular this winter with people. DrVeronica.com/flu, F-L-U, DrVeronica.com/flu. That's my ward off colds and flu toolkit. And it has in it a, you know, here's 10 things that you can do to strengthen your immune system so that you will not, you will get well faster or you'll not get sick. There's links in there to products, you know, my secret sauce. People say, well, what do you do? What do I take? The stuff is not working. It's there so that you can just click and go. And I put it in a format that it's, you know, it takes you 3 to 5 minutes to look through it, but you're going to find that the information is invaluable for you. And then I think everybody should have, you know, a wellness wardrobe, no medicine chest. You need a wellness wardrobe. And in this ward off cold and flu toolkit, drveronica.com/flu, and I know you're sick out there because I've seen all the people hacking and coughing and saying, how do I not get sick? And they're miserable. Go get it and take this free gift to start learning how to take responsibility for yourself. And then start talking to me. If you email me, because you're going to have, you know, once you get to me on the website, I'm going to send it back. You're going to have my personal email address. Email me and ask me questions, but you're not going to just get stuff answered from reading a blog or asking a few questions. You need to do the deep dive. And the deep dive means joining a journey so that you can get it all together on the three sides, the physical side. And, you know, I got the credentials for that. I mean, Carol Ann told you about all that. But that's not why people get such wonderful results. It's because they start unlocking the emotional and spiritual side and supporting the physical side. And that's where the revelations come through, the evolution comes through, and people actually heal strange, rare, and peculiar illnesses. I've seen it. It's wonderful. This is the best time of my life because it's like I'm living my purpose because people are getting more results than when I was in my eye care practice, watching people go blind on dialysis and get amputations from lifestyle diseases, which means they're choosing to live their life. If you have cancer, yes, it's a lifestyle disease. We now know that. Heart disease, we've known for a year, is the lifestyle disease. But guess what you really have to understand? The number three cause now of illness and death is a medical intervention. So if you're out there in the regular healthcare system taking all those drugs and doing everything that you think that you're supposed to do, and it's traditional medicine the way you know it in America today, you have a very high likelihood that you're either going to die, the system will kill you, or you'll kill yourself because you won't listen. And I'm saying that because if you refuse to hear the message, bad things happen. If you refuse, when the messenger comes to you and you don't listen, now I'm not saying you have to work with me. I interview people to make sure that we will fit well together. And if I don't feel that you're there, I'm going to refer you to somebody else. I only work with people who are absolutely ready to take action in their life. I don't want to hear any of the bull crap. Excuse me. I almost cursed. I don't want to hear any bull excuses. I don't want to hear excuses. I don't want to hear that you don't have the time. I don't want to hear that you don't have the money. Those are excuses that you have made up in your head because you're not ready. And that's fine, but don't tell them to me, okay? Keep them to yourself because I want to work with the people who've said, I'm ready to do this differently. If you're sick, that is a message from the universe that whatever you're doing is not working. If you have an illness, whatever you're doing is not working, which means you need to hear the message and you need to do things differently. I'm saying this strongly and I'm really in your face. Because I've heard so many excuses. I'll do a talk and I'll have somebody come up to me and tell me why they can't do my program. Now, I never said you had to. You don't have to come up and tell me your excuse, why you're saying no to yourself, because you're not saying no to me. Get that. You're not saying no to your doctor. You're saying no to yourself. Why have you decided that you don't deserve to be well? Why have you decided that?
I hope people are really, really hearing you, Dr. Veronica, because you did waylay one of the common objections. The coach in me has had it too, where people say, well, I want to meet face to face. And you know how potent energy can be just across the waves, quite frankly, to the other side of the world. So I'm glad you're telling folks about your current program. And just also remind us again, where can they reach out to you? Just give us your website again so that folks can make sure they've got it down.
DrVeronica.com, DrVeronica.com. If you insist, hey, I will meet you face to face, no problem. Fly on in and see me, okay? I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. Let me tell you something about the way I do things now. You have to pay twice as much to see me in person, very seriously, because I know. And why did I do – I made the investment twice as much to see me in person because I know you get better results when we work this coaching style. And so that's why I did it, because I want you to choose what's better financially for you and what's better for you. And the way I do that is by pricing double when you want to see me in person.
Beauty, Dr. Veronica, we've got to take a final break. I'm going to thank you after that. But right now we're on the BBM Global Network TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online. Bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
And here we are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Well, now, didn't that time with Dr. Veronica Anderson go really fast? Boy, I don't know about you, but I could have talked with her all day long and continued to learn just as much at 10 o'clock at night as I have been in the morning hours. So, Dr. Veronica, I can't thank you enough for the richness of what you shared with us, because I know that you made a difference with our valued audience today. And building on that, a little preview of next week, where I have on two guests for the price of one. Sheila has referred to herself as a dancing social worker for over 40 years, and she brings the perspectives of dance and theater to her advocacy for the power of play, dance, and expressive arts to help us make it through life's toughest challenges, and I think elder care is one of them. She has actually co-authored a book with a life coach, Christine, for burnt-out caregivers so that they can take back their own lives and help to make it delightful once again. Their volume is called Still Point, a caregiver's playbook to find ease and to take a deep breath and reclaim joy. So I think we're going to have another powerful conversation. And just like Dr. Veronica pointed you to her website, where you can get at drveronica.com information about flu and other things, but also to reach out to her if you are ready, willing, and able to make a real difference in your life. So too will I urge you to check out copingwithuncopableparents.com. That's me. You can get at it through carolannhamilton.com. And there's a downloadable freebie called the Elder Care Rescue Guide there that are 13 survival tips when caring for your elderly parents. So you can see both of us are really trying to help you to actually come out the other side of whatever it is that is ailing you and challenging you. This show, of course, is now building up weekly, a bunch of archives. So you can also go to boldbravemedia.com/shows/the conscious caregiver, separated by hyphens. And these are under the self-help and health categories. I always say to you, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And on that note, we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to the Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice, right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.